Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to St George's Park, where we're halfway through the island's biggest hustings event ahead of the 2015 election. I'm Alan Marriott from the Isle of Wight County Press.
And I'm Lucy Morgan from Isle of Wight Radio. Welcome back. Joining us on the stage are, in alphabetical order, Stuart Blackmore from Labour, David Goodall, the Liberal Democrat, Vic Slothian from the Green Party,
Ian McKee from UKIP, Ian Stevens, Independent, and Andrew Turner, Conservative. If you're listening and you're just joining us, each candidate has an uninterrupted minute to answer a question, and then they can debate the issue in more depth.
Vix, I must apologise as well. I keep saying Lothian. I do mean Lothian. I'm thinking Lothian, but my mouth is saying Lothian. Good evening as well to our Periscope viewers. We are joining us on Periscope, which means we're effectively broadcasting worldwide. Have we had many comments, Emily, who's our Periscope host over there? Lots of hearts. Hearts is good. OK.
We need to set up the next two questioners. And by coincidence, they're both from Godsill. Whether they know each other, I do not know. But the first one is Hugh Dinsdale of Godsill. So if Hugh, if you can make yourself known to...
He's just gone.
Wait, is that to pick up my daughter? OK. My daughter? We'll ask his question a question on his behalf. And Debbie Frost of Godsill.
Debbie, are you here? Wave your hand if you are.
Okay, this is where the wheels start to come off. Well, we can ask the questions on their behalf, so that's not a problem.
All right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, obviously you're here at St George's Park. We do have lots of people listening at home as well via Isle of Wight Radio on our website and on the County Press's website as well. Thank you very much as well for your tweets, if you've been sending them in. Just to say that you can still send us tweets, we're at iWight Radio or at IWCP Online. Use the hashtag IWVote and you can send in your questions that way as well. And if I could ask, ladies and gentlemen in the audience here. We did have somebody just say at the break there that it gets quite noisy while the candidates are speaking, so if you could try and keep it, I know it's very tempting to get involved in the debate, but try and just keep it down a little bit so people can hear what the candidates are saying. That would be fabulous.
Thank you. Right, the first question of the second half is, as I say, from Hugh Dinsdale of Godsill. And Hugh's asking, and Ian Stevens is the independent candidate, is the first one to answer this on this round. But if you could select just one important change for our country, what would it be?
Change the austerity measures into something that is worthwhile for our people and start to look at what we're doing. I think that that's what we need to do initially. So that's what I would change for our country. The second thing, which if you don't want austerity, is devolution. Devolution for south of the border. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ian.
OK, Ian Stevens, Independent there. Moving on to David Goodall from the Liberal Democrats.
I think there's a whole load of constitutional changes that I would want to do as my one thing, changing the voting system to single transferable vote, having elected House of Lords, and devolving power as much far away from Westminster as you could possibly get them for local issues.
Thank you very much, David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats. Now to Vic Slothian for the Green Party.
I suppose this is a predictable response for a Green Party representative, but for us to acknowledge the reality of climate change and to start to make a move on not only making sure we get power from renewable sources, but ensuring that we are prepared for this climate change. Because it will happen. It may not happen in your lifetime, but it's going to happen in your children's lifetime. And we need to be thinking long-term about flood defences. We need to be thinking long-term about energy generation.
Vic Slothian, thank you very much indeed.
Now we move on to Stuart Blackmore. Labour.
Thank you, Alan. Well, this is quite easy for me because it's something that I'm passionate about. It's something which Andy Burnham, I know, who will be the new Secretary of State for Health, is going to reverse the Health and Social Care Act that the Tories so disastrously introduced. And from that, I will be addressing mental health in this country, which I think has been the poor cousin of the health service for far too long in this country. Mental health, if it was a physical illness, would be in everybody's faces. It would be in all the newspapers. It isn't. It's a disgrace. The Isle of Wight has the highest incidence of of young people committing suicide due to mental health illness in this country. It's something which needs to be addressed, and it's something which I certainly will help to address if you elect me as your MP.
Stuart Blackmore for Labour, thank you very much indeed. Next up, Andrew Turner for the Conservatives.
Well, one thing we must remember, if we have proportional representation on the island, then they will merge with people on the mainland to elect one or two or three MPs from the whole area. But what I wanted to say was, boys are aborted, girls are aborted. Nowadays, there are far more women aborted than men in many countries and the world, and it's going that way in the UK.
That was Andrew Turner for the Conservatives, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. This is a minute for each of the candidates, so if you could just keep it down, please, a little bit.
Can we have a bit of order, please?
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much. We will be asking people to leave if you're unable to give each candidate that respect.
We might like some views from the audience in a minute, but can we just continue with the candidates? And the next one is Ian McKee from UKIP.
I know that Nigel Farage would like me to overturn the ban on smoking in pubs. But the one thing that I want to see change is our membership of the European Union.
OK, that takes us back to the start. Candidates, thank you very much indeed. I don't know if anybody wants to pick anybody else up on any of the things that was said there. I'm sure there were one or two questions.
UKIP's a single-issue party, just as I believed.
Vic Slothian, did you have something you wanted to say on that? You looked as if you were ready to go.
Well, we had a similar response to that question at Sandown Hustings regarding abortion. I think that the only way you can actually put that into legality and to distinguish the aborted fetuses, male and female, is actually to make abortion illegal. And that is not a road that I would want to go down in the 21st century.
Yeah. Does anybody else want to come back there on any of the points that any of the other candidates raised? David Goodall for the Liberal Democrats.
Yeah, just to pick up on a few things. You won't be unsurprised to learn that we would actually support the Greens in their environmental agenda, because we do have lots of green policies. Picking up Stuart on his getting rid of the social care, the health and social care bill, which I think is remove it. No ifs, no buts, isn't it?
No ifs, no buts.
That's your quote. Yes, which would mean, of course, reverting the situation under the previous Labour government, where private companies, could be paid for, I know, 120 hip operations, even though they only performed 100 or 80. And a situation where they could be paid more than it costs to do it in the NHS, which is something that has been banned with that particular act that you want to get rid of. It would also mean a massive upheaval and reorganisation, which is something that they campaigned against again. So I don't think turning the clock back is the thing to do.
Thank you, David. Can I just say that...
David, I'm not...
Can I just... Hugh Dinsdale's partner who's sitting here, who's sitting next to where he was sitting, would like to come back on his behalf.
OK, this is to all of you. One thing I have difficulty with is that none of you have managed to say... that nationally we should bring back democracy. We haven't got any of that anymore.
Yes.
None of you have mentioned the deficit.
Do we need to bring back more democracy into our country? Do we need to tackle the deficit?
I think that, can I just say,
you've
overlooked me, and I know that Stuart would like it to be his show, but can I just come in, because you've gone down the line and back. About democracy. Democracy now is changing. The face of our democracy is changing, whereby even the smallest voice can be heard at Westminster, because quite honestly, you can actually turn round and say, who's talking to the Ulster Unionists? Who's talking to the Scottish Nationalists behind the scenes? Why is there a Green Party MP there? Because she's got a voice. There are a number of people that are coming forward, and this is why I'm saying that the democracy is changing. The face of democracy is changing to allow single parties to come forward and join in as a coalition. Years ago, we didn't even see that. We saw it in Italy and places like that. It's good. It's good on this island, and it's good for the country, I think. And the other thing is about the European Union. Hold on, hold on. We've got to make sure that we don't do irreparable damage to our businesses and indeed our employment prospects throughout this land. Thank you.
Can I, on the subject of democracy, just a point that's been made to me. Where are the national politicians in this election on the Isle of Wight? We haven't seen any. Where are they? Why have are your ministers, your cabinet members, your senior politicians not down here supporting you across the board?
They're all Ireland in the so-called marginal seats. The logistical, I've been saying for months and months that the Isle of Wight is a marginal seat. If the hierarchy in my party believe me, then they would be here in droves. I just want to address what David has shamefully addressed about the health service. Under his government, and he was a Lib Dem at the time, so I assume he supported it, mental health had a 15% fall in full-time places in the National Health Service under his government and under his government. District nurses fell 30% in the last 5 years under his government and under his government. That's the state of the health service now.
Stuart, just for the benefit of radio listeners, that was Stuart Blackmore from Labour. You're pointing there to Andrew Turner from the Conservatives and David Goodall from the Liberal Democrats. Vix Lowthy in from the Green Party.
I just wanted to bring up what Ian Stevens was talking about in terms of representation. Yes, we do have some of the parties like the Ulster Unionists and Plaid and the SNP and the Green Party having a voice in Parliament, but they're representing not just their own constituency, but they're also representing the 1.5 million people who voted Green last summer, the 2 million people who vote for the SNP. Ian Stevens, as a representative for the Isle of Wight, will be speaking just for the Isle of Wight. It's a very different sort of representation. It's a very, dare I say it, parochial sort of representation. He's going to be one of 650 other different MPs. The time that you get is very different if you're representing just one island than if you're representing all the millions of people who voted Green or voted Ulster Unionist or voted Plaid or voted even UKIP, dare I say it. They're representing a whole host of people and thousands of people and tens of thousands of millions, not just one island, I'm afraid.
Thank you. Can I come
David,
back?
David Goodall's next. David Goodall's been waiting to speak. Yeah.
Just addressing the democracy point, my whole point was changing the voting system. Our voting system is completely defunct with first past the post. As you can see, we've got six candidates here. Our voting system is fit for two. We need to have single transferable vote so that you can have proper voting. And you need to reform the House of Lords. We have the disgraceful situation in the mother of parliaments. Most parliamentarians are not elected. Yes. Most parliamentarians sit in the House of Lords and they're just appointed, not even elected at all. So you have to reform that. We had our chance to do it, but we didn't get any backing from the Labour Party or the Tory Party to do it.
Okay, David Goodall from the Liberal Democrats. Now, Stuart, thank you. We're going to come to Ian Stevens, Ian McKee, and then we're going to come to Andrew, and then we are going to have to finish this question and move on. So, first off, Ian Stevens, Independent.
Thank you very much indeed. Gets rather emotional up here at sometimes, but all I'm going to say is that as far as this goes, I hear Vix at the far end, they're saying that I will be on my own. I came out and I introduced myself as an independent along with 200 others who are standing in this election. Just a moment, Vix, please. Vix.
Yes, but you cannot say that you're representing an independent bloc. Yes, you're representing the Isle of Wight, absolutely. But the rest of us up here are also representing the Isle of Wight.
Vix.
Ladies and
Vix,
gentlemen, if I can just let Ian Stevens finish his point, because we must move on shortly.
You missed the point. The point is that I'm not alone. You and your party... Stuart, look, you've had your say. I don't interrupt you. I treat you with respect. I don't know why at times, but I do. No, it's not. No, it's a fact of life that you like to try and bully. Now, just keep quiet and just Keep it down. Right. All I'm going to say now is, as far as I'm concerned, there are 200 other independents representing their communities, not only on local issues but on national issues. And if you read my manifesto, then it should have come through your door. It was individually addressed to every voter. Then you will see that. What I will say is that I am as firm on national politics as I am on local politics, but what I will do is put this island first. That's what it's all about. I don't want
to
hear about
Green parties
or Labour. What I'm
going to
say is it's independent. It's independent, and it's about the population and the community. Thank you.
Ian McKee, briefly, if you can, please.
Just to pick up on Alan Marrier's point, Nigel Farage would have come down, but he couldn't afford the ferry.
And
Andrew Turner.
Going back to this lady's point of about democracy and how none of us had mentioned it. 70% of all UK laws derive from Brussels. By pulling out of the European Union, we will have a mass repatriation of democracy.
And a final thought, ladies and gentlemen, from Andrew Turner for the Conservatives.
I just wanted to make it clear, as you've succeeded in doing, that Europe has a part to play, and we must push back to the UK those responsibilities. But I do ask David Goodall what it is. How does the proportional representation system work if we are not to share our MPs with those throughout Hampshire and perhaps even throughout Sussex, Surrey, Berkshire, Buckinghamshire, Oxfordshire? And that's how is the proportional representation going to work?
Okay, no, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have to finish there because we have got an awful lot of questions waiting to be answered. I just want to pick up one of the points that one of the candidates made there. The way this debate is going to work is that you each have a minute to answer the question. After that, the debate is up to you to jump in. So there's no, lack of fairness. I just want to make that point. After you've each had that uninterrupted minute, this is a general debate. Also, we just want to mention, you'll have found some cards on your seats, ladies and gentlemen, in the audience. They are basically an exit poll. We'd like you to have a think as the candidates are talking this evening. And if you are so inclined, make your mark on the card and you can drop that into a special, it looks like bin, but it's a very important receptacle for polling cards on the way out. And there will also be a chance to do that online. We'll tell you about that later.
And there are pens near the bin as well. No expense has been spared tonight.